RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. We're hanging out at the Nest right here on the fourth floor of the Signia Hotel, getting ready for Falcons-Rams tonight, which we'll talk more about. We're done at 4 o'clock today. Shortened edition
of the
show.
No. I got more to say, man.
Tomorrow, bro. Tomorrow.
We just talked about trade. We're scratching the surface.
Well, you know what's funny?
We got the NFL weekend, college, a million things going on.
We are scratching the surface because Big O back at the studio revealed, because I had a big weekend. And I know many of you did. And sometimes I get to see everything, and sometimes I see nothing. But I did not and was unaware, and maybe you were as well, that the Atlanta Hawks had a team meeting after the Heat game. Players only, Mike. The day after the game, which led into what? The Knicks game, right? And John Hollinger, who writes about the NBA and has for many years, and I'm just going to read this as we were talking about the Hawks, and we'll get into some NFL stuff here, and I'll tell you who that coach is who says he is staying after there was interest in him leaving. He says the irony is hard to miss with the Atlanta Hawks. The visiting coach in Atlanta Saturday night was New York's Mike Brown, who was fired by Sacramento exactly 1 year ago to the day after his team lost five consecutive home games.
How many?
Five.
Where are we at?
Six.
Thank you.
He's not lying. And Mike Brown, everybody in the NBA went crazy. Oh, you're firing Mike Brown. This is stupid.
Right.
He gets the Knicks job. Nevertheless, he's then pointing the finger, and John Hollinger, who wrote this article, says Quinn Snyder's seat hasn't been rumored to be hot, but the Hawks lost their fifth straight home game and their sixth straight overall on Saturday. But what he reveals in this is that they had a players-only meeting the day after that Heat game. I don't know what came after it, but allegedly Quinn came out and said that the effort was better. Mike, you either win or you lose. These player-only meetings, is it too early in the season for us to be even having this
stuff? Well, I mean, you could have one or two, I mean, over the course of a year. I mean, but it's, you know, it's like when a coach starts yelling at his teammates, you know, you got to pick your spots. So, all right, if Quinn delegates, let the players sort it out, okay. You know, I love the fact you were making before the break. I mean, did Trey look at this team and see Jalen becoming the new star? Remember, we said a few times, Trey left the team as the number one guy. He comes back as number two.
That's right.
By any metric. And does he maybe rush back to try to get back and get a handle on this? This team is disjointed. There's a lot of, you know, it's like the Falcons. There's a lot of really good elements. They just don't play together for four quarters. So fix it. I don't think Quinn Snyder knows how to fix this. I think if he would, he could. I think this team is more talented than he's ever had. And I think if Avon Cicilla, there's a sense of urgency that you've got until the All-Star break to fix this thing and get us locked into a playoff spot.
Yeah, and I got three coaches on the hotline. Right.
Period.
Yeah. I don't know
Mike Malone from Adam. I know Mike Malone has always been a straight shooter. He takes ownership. I coach badly.
So
you know, he calls his own guys out. I think this team needs a kick in the butt.
I'm with you. So here, just to be clear, while you're mentioning Mike Malone, and I don't know, Mike, if even that's plausible. I hope it is. I hope that if this thing doesn't get fixed, that we go that route.
And the only reason I mentioned he's a championship-winning coach who's
available. He is. But I'm going to tell you guys, the reason why it went bad in Denver, okay, had nothing to do with Mike Malone's coaching. Him and the GM,
right?
Basically, there was some backstabbing going on. They did not see eye to eye, and how Mike wanted the team to go and the players he wanted to keep, Mike, are not the guys the GM wanted to. Guess what? They both got.
Right.
So that is what happened there. It had nothing to do with whether he knew what he was doing. So as for all of you, he got fired in Denver, understand there were circumstances behind the scenes that were going on. And sometimes, guys, in this coaching world, in this GM world, that stuff happens.
Yeah, look, you all know as fans, sometimes you as a fan, you feel like, man, my team does need a kick in the butt. Look, guys are killing J.J. Redick for going off on the Lakers.
That's right.
LeBron and Luka combined for like 68 the next night. They smoked Sacramento.
It's true.
So, I mean, I don't know if you want to correlate that or not, but I think as a fan, sometimes we always want to hear the coach sound like we want them to sound. And I've never heard that from Quinn Snyder.
You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. 15 and 18 now, 10th in the East as we head into a game with Oklahoma City. But this whole player meeting thing, I'm like, really?
All right.
That, we're already?
Full of sound and fury signifying nothing yet.
All right, I got to pay this off, Mike, and then I got a couple of texts that I need to read from people who have watched our pre-show on YouTube and other places that are criticizing us. I will read those. Marcus Freeman announced he's staying at Notre Dame. Why is this important? Apparently, the New York Giants had targeted Marcus Freeman as being maybe, guy Mike, the next guy to take over for the Giants. Giants win yesterday.
Right.
It hurt their chances for the first overall pick. A lot of people are saying it's going to be Mendoza, the kid out of Indiana. Whether you think he is or isn't, guys, we'll get to the spring and we'll find out. But the point is, Freeman then today puts out a statement. A lot of people did not know he was even being spoken to about this. Notre Dame, run it back. Notre Dame, 2026. He's making it clear that he doesn't want to leave now. And it's funny because nothing had come out prior to yesterday. I think he may have been waiting to see how this thing played out before he made a decision. But he is going to stay at Notre Dame. And by the way, I think he's done a terrific job at Notre Dame. Did they get screwed in the playoff? Should they be in the playoff? Mike said yes with the lesser teams that got in. But he was a candidate, or at least one of the top guys that the Giants were looking at. And now that's not going to happen. So the Giants, obviously, with these coaching hires, guys, the next few weeks is going to be interesting once we get to Black Monday next week.
Right.
And the season's over and we see more firings in the NFL, you're going to have a variety of jobs.
I wonder if Salah goes back to New York, but it's at the Giants. He's in another locker room. I don't know. He'd make that consideration. There's a lot of spots out there. I don't know, you know, what teams are going to be looking for as far as do you need to go like 180. You had an offensive coach, you go defensive. I love Aaron Glenn. Man, he is getting destroyed by the New York media. Watching the Hard Knocks with the Lions, I thought he'd be a great fit. He might be one of those guys that's like Mike Singletary. He's wrapped too tight to be a head coach, and he's just going to be a DC.
It's a great
Remember
point.
Remember Singletary with the Niners?
It's a great point.
Don't want him. Can't use him. Don't need him.
You know, there's a thing about being honest, but maybe too honest all the damn time. And, like, that's the thing. And Aaron, he wears his heart on his sleeve, man. I said this to you. When you question your team's effort, and he did yesterday for those, like, yeah, I didn't think we gave the effort we needed today. It was like, hold on, bro. We got, like, a two-win team. Like, everybody's fighting. And then he came back today and was like, well, I watched the tape. And effort really wasn't the problem. My guess is somebody said, psst. Can't say that, man. You cannot kill these players in a team that you're not winning a whole lot. You don't have a lot of star power. You got all these picks, but you guys haven't turned that into anything. We'll see if Aaron lasts, man. We're talking about Aaron Glenn with the Jets. All right, Mike, I got to read a couple of these, and then we'll get to some NFL stuff coming up. We'll finish with some Falcon comments and certainly our predictions for tonight. This comes from Smart Ride. That's his Twitter handle, or at least his handle on social media. In regards to our comments about the Hawks today on our pre-show behind the scenes. He says, I'm so disappointed in y'all. Y'all mocked and disrespected Nate McMillan every chance you got. Skits and everything.
I thought we were running skits back.
But we did play a lot of Nate because he was funny as hell. He goes on to say, but you guys are so nice to Quinn, and I don't know what he's doing in practice with the shoulder shrug. That's it? Where's the skits? Where's all the jokes about Quinn? Here's the deal. Quinn hadn't done anything either, and Mike and I have been pretty clear about that. But as far as Nate, let me tell you something. We supported everyone up until this point, all right? Coach Pierce was supposed to be the guy to come in here as a young coach and build this team and Mike win with Trae Young.
Right.
Him and Trae didn't get along. He got fired. Nate takes over, takes us on the biggest run we've ever been on. If they don't get along, Nate gets got. So, I don't know what you want us to say in regards to Nate. We had fun with his sound bites because Nate was telling you 3 years ago what's going on right now.
We don't play defense.
We don't play defense.
And I had a guy we didn't play defense. Line.
Guys like, Mike, you're making Trae sound like he's worthless. No, I'm not saying he's worthless. I'm saying he doesn't have the value that I think some Trae fans think he has.
What do you think we're getting back?
Trae has no leverage with the Hawks.
They couldn't
give Trae away at the trade deadline last year, guys. Okay, you can look around and look it up. I'm just telling you facts. I mean, in a perfect world, Trae had a better team around him. They built off the 21 team. Wrestler went cheap. They couldn't even keep Red Velvet around. So they went backwards. That's not Trey's fault. Said to you earlier, two things can be true. Trey has not gotten the support, but now Trey's banged up a little bit, and Jalen Johnson's the best player on the team.
Yeah.
So how do we move forward? Right? And do we have the coach to even do that in the first place?
It's interesting.
State your source. Right.
We are, Trey. We're trying. Smart ride. That's our comment to you, all right? When you talk about lazy reporting and our problem is coaching, our problem is coaching. Again, when you go on these 6, 7, 8-game losing streaks and your star is back.
Right.
All right, here's another one. This comes from Big Dez Energy, D-E-S.
He's got that Big Dez Energy.
Big Dez Energy. He says, Dukes, I'm absolutely crazy take. For you to assume the same people that want Matt Ryan here in the front office and think that he's the savior are the same people who didn't like him as a quarterback. The people who are excited about this are the same ones who were diehard Matt Ryan fans. Everybody else knows better. Do we?
Everybody else knows better, so you're one of those dudes that love Mike Vick so much you can't appreciate what Matt Ryan did?
Uh-oh.
Because I love Mike Vick, but Matt Ryan was a better quarterback over the duration of his career here in Atlanta.
Don't start this, Mike.
Okay, so, I mean, you Mike Vick heads, okay? Mike, go back and read. Go watch this. You can find it on YouTube right now.
Mike, don't do this.
Go back and look at James Brown with Mike Vick on 60 Minutes on CBS, and Mike will tell you that he was the last guy there and the first guy to leave.
Mike, it's a beautiful day. Don't do this.
You know, so, but you guys don't appreciate Matt Ryan. The man also, when the city was like tearing itself apart, gave $500,000 to help the inner city. But I guess that wasn't enough. Maybe it was $1 million. That'd have been better. You know, you guys are clowns. We don't know if Matt Ryan could be a good GM. We don't know if he won't be a good GM. But the idea that right now you can sit there and go, I know he'd be terrible. We just talked about John Lynch, John Elway. Okay, Ozzie Newsome did it the old school way of coming up to the team. Matt Millen was a bad GM. But you have no idea that Matt Ryan would be a good or a bad GM. Other than if you hate Matt Ryan, that's your agenda speaking.
Yeah.
I'm off my soapbox.
No, I'm glad you said it. But you know you've triggered some people today. You've triggered them. I'm just saying, whenever you said Mike Vick and right. Matt Ryan, there's right. a trigger in there. That's just, you get crazy.
Right.
All right.
But that's a crap that we've been dealing with for years with Matt.
Yes. But Matt
was underappreciated. And, like, I don't know, this could just be a stunt from Arthur Blank to get us a little misdirection about how bad our football team is. Well, Matt Ryan is going to come in and help us. Do what?
Do
is
what?
He going to be the GM?
Do what?
Is he going to be like Tom Brady?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he going to have to give up his job at CBS? Is Jay Glazer even right with the report, right?
Here's what I would tell. Is it Big Dez? Big Dez Energy? This is what I would tell you, too. If he came in and things were righted, those same people that hated Matt as a quarterback would be loving him and saying he's the best thing that ever happened to the franchise. That's how I know. Those same people who said, man, he ain't good enough. We ain't never going to win with him. He comes in the front office and things change, and all of a sudden we go on a run. Those same individuals will be saying, man, Matt Ryan, best thing ever happened to Falcons, bro. That's how I know. So hush, Big Dez, okay? We know what the deal is here. A lot of you are so desperate to just try to throw anything at this team to fix it that you're willing to even go against things that you truly believed in because you're fronting. You are, I believe the phrase is, capping. 404-726-0929.
And by the way, we talked about, does Jay have it right? Josh Kendall posted a story with The Athletic. The Athletic has learned that they are talking about Ryan. So just
they are.
Second source, so yes.
No, they are. Down. Look, I want to reveal the what I know about this, but I'm not going to because I don't know how this turns out. If he takes the job, I'll tell you everything. But for me to jump ahead of this thing, Mike, and say, hey, here's how this happened, and this is what went about, and this is why they're here, I don't want to do that because Matt may be like, yo, I'm not taking this. And then it's a non-starter. So who cares?
Right. I mean, but there's a way you can be a general manager. You can come up through the personnel department. Thomas Dimitroff was the director of college scouting with the Patriots. And, you know, Arthur Blank always was enamored with Bob Kraft's operation. It was a hell of a team to be enamored with. But it worked for two reasons, Belichick and Brady.
You did.
And we got 5 minutes away from making it work for us at the Super Bowl. And then you held on too long to Dimitroff. You know, we have an owner that, unfortunately, Carl, is maybe loyal to a fault. But if I'm Matt Ryan, why would I want to get into this racket? I might be the number two guy on CBS. I think he's got a future as an announcer.
I do, too.
Get him out of the studio and let him be the guy in the booth.
Yeah, I do, too. I would only tell you this, Mike, and look, this is none of my business. But he's home for his kids.
Right.
And when you are doing what he's doing and you're in New York every week and you're on the road and you're doing games, I'm telling you guys, it's a grind. And it starts – just like a football season.
Right.
And if you're going to say, why would he? Maybe that's the reason why. I can be home.
Guy asked me, he goes, what do you think Matt thinks of Raheem? I don't know. He played under him. He was his boss. Matt may tell Arthur Blank, Raheem Morris is not the answer. Or he may say, yes, Raheem can be a figurehead, but you got to get better assistance in here. But again, we don't even know how far down the road this thing is.
All right, man. We're coming back, guys. By the way, Daily Downloads brought to you by Akins Ford. Check out the year-end sales at AkinsFord.com. We'll talk about what's going on around the NFL. Lots of stuff yesterday. Really interesting games. Mike said it. Hold my beer. We thought that the early game, the 4 o'clock game, was great. Then the night game was even better. We'll get into it next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Stay tuned when Mike and I get done. Andy and Joe have you covered with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. And then Mike Johnson. And Bo Morgan will take things over, leading you into the Falcons pregame, guys. Lots of Falcon conversation here today as they get ready for the Rams. Mike and I will give you our final analysis here in the next 15 minutes, so stay tuned for that as we broadcast live from the Nest. Boy, I tell you what, Mike, for a short show today, it's lively, you know?
Yes, we got a bunch of listeners who are coming by. Thanks to our dudes for hanging out, man, here at the Nest. A couple guys have never been up here. Like, wow, this place is tight. It really is a great layout.
It is.
Our own sports bar overlooking the stadium. So if you are, again, if you can do a little staycation with your lady or your wife, it's a great spot to come down to Signy here on Northside.
I thought you were going
to
say both.
Or both. Hey, now.
I thought you were going to say both.
Then you really are.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk about what's going on around the NFL. First and foremost, and if you're wondering, let's talk about these standings. For the Falcons, who are now are playing spoiler, okay, spoiling potentially the Rams' opportunity to have the number one overall seed, but also
Ulbrich here. I go, yes, Ulbrich's done a better job than other DCs we've had, but still, what happened against San Francisco? Their best player lit us up. What happened against the Colts? Their best player lit us up. And then we've made Bryce Young literally look like Joe Montana, like three games in a row now. So I'm not as warm and fuzzy about that element of this team as other folks. But, Carl, to me, the Jets game, just take two right now off the top of my head. Colts game, Jets game.
Yep.
Those, and that's where you lost it.
Yep.
You win those games, we're in first place. We have a home game here. The Rams might be coming here to play us in
the
playoffs.
Right. That's right. Division has been clinched by the Eagles and the Bears. We're talking about the teams that are already in and how they got in. Seahawks, Rams, 49ers, Packers are in the playoffs. The division races are still going to be determined next week. Remember, 49ers, Seahawks play.
Right.
Huge game. Ravens, Steelers play for that division. That's going to be the Sunday night game next week.
Epic.
Broncos have clinched in the AFC. Obviously, the Bucs and the Panthers still alive in the AFC South, or NFC South, should I say. We said that. And then you look at the AFC. Patriots, Jags, Bills, Texans, and Chargers all in the playoffs with the Ravens and Steelers to decide the NFC AFC North. So there are some things that we're watching next week, but they're probably, guys, out of all the games, let's be honest. And, look, the Falcon games matter. It matters because of what's going to transpire. But those three or four games, Mike, with real playoff implications on the line, winner goes home or loser goes home, those are going to be big games.
I mean, again, it's just a great schedule of action all Christmas week. But I just off the top of my head, Carl and I were talking about this before the show at the bar, the Sean McDermott decision to go for two.
Oh.
The Eagles have shown you they can't do any. I don't think Jalen Hurts had a completion in the second half or any passing yards of note. Just take your chances in overtime.
Yeah.
Get the ball to Josh Allen, maybe a couple of throws, and you get a field goal. But I thought McDermott, that made no sense. And Joe Brady, he keeps getting mentioned as a head coach material. He underutilizes James Cook. James Cook, when you can't get your other receivers open, why isn't James Cook used the way we use Bijan in the passing game? That's just two things I took from that Eagles game. That was a gritty win for Philadelphia.
It really was. And it makes you believe that, again, They may have that team to get back there, man. I mean, the Bills, they really make me scratch my head sometimes. And, Mike, I said this to you. I think they are being hurt by their coach. I think Sean McDermott, this is his last chance. They don't get to the Super Bowl this year. They're moving into a new stadium next year. I think he's moving on. They paid Josh. They paid all of their players. I think they're being, you know, they're being hurt by coaching. Meanwhile, around the league yesterday, the Dolphins beat the Bucs, which is why the Bucs are in this predicament. And the frustrating thing is, guys, they've lost four. They've lost four in a row. And Mike,
they're leaking like we leaked last year.
And we could. That's why we could be in this. But unfortunately, that's not the case. But they lose to the Dolphins yesterday. Patriots beat the Jets 42-10. They clinch the AFC East. We mentioned the Seahawks beating the Panthers 27-10. And that's why they need to beat the Bucs next week or the Falcons to win out to help them win this division. Meanwhile, Giants beat the Raiders 34-10. Geno has been absolutely hot garbage. And the Giants don't help themselves with that first overall pick by winning that game yesterday.
Right.
They had two wins going into that game yesterday. They have three now. It looks like it will be Raiders and Titans vying for that number one
overall
pick.
Did you see the scrap between the Giants and the Raiders on the sideline? They got into it. I mean, it's like, yeah, man, I know that's what we say. It's easier to say if we're going to tank and this or that. But and then last night, of course, as we said, that 49ers-Bears game, just so much excitement. The pick six, because Colonel Carl's always down on Purdy, throws the pick six.
I am. That's why you texted me, because I didn't see it. I was I was coming from
You're doing hoops,
doing,
right?
Yeah, doing hoops, and then I was out last night, and I get this text from Mike, pick six, first play. And I'm like, what's he talking about? And I didn't see it, and then I realized Purdy had done that.
Because Carl's like, why do you hate Purdy so much? Oh. We were joking around about that. But, no, it was an unbelievable game. The Bears, and I thought Caleb Williams, if you notice, Day-Day, we were talking about this with Carl earlier, he makes the unbelievable laser throws. You're talking about the vertical passing game down the field. But like Cam Newton in his prime, then he'll miss an easy throw in the flat. Doesn't get his footwork right. You know, sails the ball.
That's egregious.
And that's something Collinsworth – by the way, Collinsworth had a stat last night for Pro Football Focus. Mike Tirico goes, what does that even mean? He was talking about one of the Bears receivers being one of the elite receivers. It was pretty – I was with him. I'm like, thank you, Mike Tirico. But that broadcast was money last night, and that game was just as exciting as hell. I mean, at one point, 35-35, every team just scoring all the way down.
Is Brock Purdy a little bit more soulful than we thought? Brock Purdy, he broke out the Dougie last night.
And Collinsworth did not know what the Dougie was, by the way.
And I'm like, did Brock Purdy just do the Dougie? I was laughing, man. But look, he made plays with his feet.
He's got swag, man.
He does. I'll say this. My only beef, and I've said this time and time again, and I'm going to live there. This team won five or six games without him. With everybody hurt, with Mac Jones at quarterback. And I think it's a testament, speaking of coaches not getting the most out of their players, to a guy like Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh, who was playing with a depleted defense, getting the most out of their guys. They are a better team with him on the field. But, Mike, he didn't have Kittle last night.
Right.
There's still major defensive pieces, guys, that were sitting up in the booth
right.
with their girlfriends last night. I mean, like, it's the coaching job of the year for me for the 49ers. But Purdy playing his role, we'll see how far they get. But that was a big win for them
McCaffrey
last night.
McCaffrey also nursing a lower back injury. So, again, he'll probably have to get treatment. Might not be able to practice this week.
Yep.
And then, of course, as you said, the showdown for all the marbles against Seattle.
All right, man. We're going to come back. What's our take on tonight's game? All right. What's going to happen? Rams have the best offense in the league. How can we get after Matthew Stafford, Mike, make him uncomfortable, maybe get a couple of turnovers? I think this is going to be a big part of tonight's game. And if anybody knows, it's Raheem Morse. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Falcons have talked to Matt Ryan about a front office role. Various reports coming out over the weekend. It's Dukes and Bell live at the Nest in the Signia Hotel. Mike and I will continue to discuss this tomorrow as we get deeper into it. We got a full show for you tomorrow. Today we're done here at 4 o'clock as we get ready for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show with Andy and Joe. And then, of course, Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan with the lead-in to the Falcons pregame show. It should be a really entertaining game tonight. I think it will be. We got to let our hair down, man. Throw the ball down the field, Mike, and you said it. Get Drake involved. He is playing. Mm-hmm. I know he's been questionable, guys, but everything was pointing to, and even Coach said last week, pointing to him playing today.
Right. Now, again, we still have Darnell Mooney, but he's been so banged up and so inconsistent, Carl. I mean, don't know what even to expect of anything from him, right? If he gets two or three catches, it's almost like a bonus. But how about Pitts? You know, our classic argument about Pitts. Can Pitts use his athleticism at the same time that Drake can maybe do some things while Bijan is also being targeted? That seems like those mismatches we've been looking for. I do think you, if you do it right, you can score on the Rams because they couldn't stop Seattle for anything this last game. Not only prisoner of the moment, but we also saw Carolina.
You're right.
And McMillan have.
Okay, so the Rams gave up 270 yards versus Seattle. Five different receivers for the Seahawks touched the ball. With 20-plus yards receiving, 338 yards they gave up against the Lions. This is why Mike's talking about attacking their secondary tonight and making them make some plays. Mm. Look, I think that's also done with Bijan in the passing game, right? I mean, you don't disclude right. him because you're saying, all right, we're just going to get these guys involved. I think you add Bijan to that. But, Mike, they're looking at these same numbers we are. They've seen the tape. How does Zach approach this? Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator tonight. If we come out and we're throwing the ball, guys, don't lose your mind. Part of that is this is a team that has been vulnerable to giving up these kinds of plays. So, look, everybody always goes, we got to run the ball, and we do. But if this is their weakness, let's exploit it.
Right. And I know that Sean McVay, a local kid, went to Marist back in the day. We know that that Raheem had a big part of some of the things they did defensively, some of their draft. Raheem, remember, we tried to get him to take credit for our draft.
He wouldn't do it.
But they've got some pieces, man. They've got some nice pieces on that defense. Florida State fans remember Jared Verse and Braden Fisk that are down low for Fisk, and Verse from the outside's a beast.
Better block these dudes.
Yeah, man. And they can move them all over the field. But they have still at the same time, just like us with all the sack numbers, they're still giving up big numbers in the passing yard. And sometimes they also, and this is where maybe a nice mix of Algier. Because, guys, this, I hate to say it, this week and next week, probably your last chance to see Tyler here as a Falcon.
Yeah, probably, man. The thing about...
Give the ball to Tyler.
To Tyler. The thing about tonight is pretty simple. If you're going to be in this game, you got to score touchdowns. Because that's what the Rams do. And this is a team that wouldn't surprise me, Mike, if the Rams put up 27 or more tonight. That's not a disrespect to our defense. It's just who they've been all season. And I would tell you, if we hold them under 27, my guess is we're probably talking about a win tomorrow because we've done some things. We've gotten a couple of turnovers. We've done some things to force Matthew Stafford to feel a little bit uncomfortable. But I will tell you guys, they play and do more play action
right.
than anybody. And it's one of the reasons Stafford has had the kind of year he's had this year. Back to the offensive line, Mike, when they hike the ball and he's under center and you don't know if he's actually giving the ball to Kyron or not, or if he's play action or if he's rolling out, they do that more than anybody else in the league, and it's opened up a lot of big plays for Davante Adams and Puka Nacua.
Right. Now, as we know, Adams banged up. Puka Nacua, Seattle could not stop him, even if it seemed like he was the only weapon that was out there, right? Because remember that last week, the tight end who had been popping into Jack.
Yeah, that's right.
I know it's Adam in fantasy. So who is A.J. Terrell going to draw? They generally don't put guys specifically on the best player, but is this a time where A.J. needs to be on Nacua? Like white on rice the whole game?
Why not? I know, we talk about guys playing certain sides, right, in these defenses.
And they don't deviate from whoever's on your side. Yeah. That's who you're dealing with.
But I got to tell you, you're going to mess around, and Puka Nacua is going to have 180 yards on you.
Thank
tonight.
You.
I mean, like, that's just how this is.
So should A.J. – but here's the thing. We had those PFF numbers that make you go, what? People don't throw at A.J.
No.
If Hughes is on the other side, they'll throw at Hughes or they'll throw at D. Alford, whoever's on that other side. But will he be – do you feel comfortable, though, letting him just – hey, I don't know anybody else I would want to have near Puka Nacua.
No, me neither.
It's got to be A.J.
Well, and Mike Hughes is out, right, for whatever you think about him. But he's considered to be, our second best corner at this point. But he's out. No, Mike, look, unless you're going to play a lot of zone, which is a recipe for disaster.
Carve you up. That's what Seattle was doing. They went right down the field against Seattle doing that.
So, yeah, I want to see what adjustments are made there and if they're up for the task. And I'm talking about specifically A.J. Terrell. I would love to see it because then I would feel better about the idea that they were attempting to at least slow that aspect of their offense down.
Right.
But when you come out and you go, you know what, we're not going to get beat deep and we're going to zone this up. Matthew Stafford's about to throw for 350 tonight. I don't know if that's how they're going to play it, but if they do, he's about to throw for 350. Watch.
Well, that's kind of solidifying most people have Matthew Stafford as a slam dunk MVP this year.
Yes.
In the NFL with 40 touchdowns and just 5 picks. Another little factoid. Matthew Stafford's only been sacked 19 times.
They protected him.
So, again, because they draft the right guys. They got the good scheme. I'm jealous of the Rams, Carl, between Les Snead and Sean McVay's even got a super hot wife. They're killing in every area, Carl.
Yeah, no, this is true. He's not lying about this. Just look at his brother over here. He's like, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, they're doing all the right
things. They're fundamentally sound in every area right now. Man.
Well, you know what? Like they say, you might lose the game, but you're not losing going home, right? 404-726-0929 as we talk about the Falcons and Rams matchup tonight.
Oh, how important is it for Kirk Cousins? Do you still – scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
1 means no shot. 10, it happens. That he's back next year with us. Because that means his agent's going to play ball with us.
Yeah, look, I'm at a 7, man. I just feel like you got to have the conversation. I feel like right now we are left out in the cold. When I say we, I'm talking about where the franchise is with our current quarterback and Michael Penix. Mm. His possible return, there's a lot of question marks on dates, right? Somebody has a question mark right now in the big office on August 29th.
If all goes well, he's back for camp.
Yeah.
But everything's got to go right.
Yeah. There's somebody else in the office has got a big question mark on September 4th. There's somebody else has got a question mark September 15th. I don't know when that date is. And with all that uncertainty, I just feel like you have to approach this once we get done with the season in a way that we don't have a guy to rely on right now. So we got to have that conversation. But I'm going to tell you it's a 7. You think it's a no shot?
5.
Okay.
50-50.
Okay.
Because I like Kirk. But anyway, that's a February conversation. Because, again, for the guys who don't follow the drift, $57 million hit, some would say, look, you're just going to have to take it one way or the other in the short. You're going to move on. Or, as you just laid out, it really comes down to not knowing anything about Penix's timeline. If you're positive glass half full, he is good to go for camp. He's able to go week one. But that's the thing. There's just no way of knowing. And there's no way that Kirk owes you anything. Kirk's going to say to his agent, I don't owe you guys anything.
I don't owe you jack.
Correct.
Yeah, man.
You don't make it a 3. I just talked myself out of it.
You going 3?
3 on Cousins' return.
Yeah, look, I think it's a 7, but I will tell you this. He's going to have options around the league.
He's viable.
He's going to have options.
The league's at an all-time low. Yes. You've got young quarterbacks that are developing at a glacial pace. For every Drake May, you got 10 rookies who look like they never played the sport before. So, I mean, look at Nashville, Tennessee. They might be looking for another quarterback after year one.
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
We'll talk about with Ward.
With Cam Ward. So let's talk about keys tonight, Mike. Give me the big key for yourself, and as you look at this Rams game, to get the victory tonight, what has to happen?
Totally cliched, but true. Take the air out of the ball.
Okay.
Run the football, time of possession.
Okay.
Keep Stafford and his crew off the field because Puka Nacua, they can go down the field like they did in Seattle, and you've seen this season. But again, they're not, but, you know, what's the line from Predator? If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah.
You've seen them stub their toe, too. We talked about the loss to the Panthers. So they're not bulletproof, but they are trying to hit their stride right now for the playoff. It sure does look like it's going to be San Fran, you know, and Seattle to win the number one seed. But, yeah, the Rams still are they're playing for the best, I guess the most beneficial wild card seed, if nothing else.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. Because I don't want a high-scoring game if I'm the Falcons. Because that's not been our MO.
We lose a high-scoring game to the Rams.
That's just it's not what we do, okay?
Right. We lose a high-scoring game to the Panthers.
So I'm with you when you talk about take the air off the ball. I just also believe that when you start talking about these great players and, oh, we're going to try to limit him and stop him, are you really? Are you going to double and bracket Puka tonight and force Matthew to find somebody else to go to? Because I think that's a big key when you talk about how this game could turn out. But I will also tell you on the opposite side of that, Drake's production is going to be key tonight. Mike, if he's off to a slow start in the first half, he may be telling us, they may be telling us, he's not 100%. It's one of those Julio deals where he's on the field, you got to defend him, but he's not going to really help us today. I'm curious to see what he's able to do. You said it. He still looked a little bit banged up.
Right.
If he comes out and they're throwing to him and Kirk's trying to get him the ball early and we're like, okay, then this may look completely different, and I think that's going to be a big part of how this game plays out and how it opens up things for the offense.
I just felt Drake did not look like himself last week because I think he got banged up. I think he was not 100%, and he got banged up, to your point, in the game. But he always gets up for the big national games, you know, national TV. In case you're looking for some context on offense, the Rams have scored 457 points. We've scored 307.
Not even close.
So that's, yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of points. So, yes, you don't want to get into a blanking match with these guys.
No, man. And by the way, their offense is efficient. I mean, we've been pretty good in the red zone. I can't front on that. But they are, they get down there, man. They're scoring touchdowns.
We need to have the sacks matter. Like our old joke about Mike Smith, sacks don't matter. No, they don't matter if you have 5.5 sacks tonight, but you don't keep Matthew Stafford from having 4 touchdowns. So you've got to get Stafford off the field. Third down. Third down on offense, third down on defense. And that's no blank Sherlock. But that's the thing. We're going to be arguably on a pace to have our greatest season rushing the passer, and we're not even making the playoffs.
All right. Before we get out of here, I want to mention Hawks do play tonight as well. They're in Oklahoma City. We'll be talking about that tomorrow as the Hawks are on this losing streak. They got to try to get right tonight. And we now know, if you're just joining us, Trae Young will not play tonight, along with Jalen Johnson. Johnson was already out. Trae is dealing with a similar injury, or at least that's what we're hearing, with the same leg that kept him out all those weeks. Don't know the severity of it. Maybe it's just a rest day. We'll find out more. But tonight the Hawks play at the OKC Thunder. Do we win tonight? Do we win tonight, Falcons?
Maybe. You got to play perfect. I mean, the money line is 7, by the way. It got down to 6.5. It's back to 7. So Rams are back up 7.5 in some books right now. We got to play perfect.
Okay.
Again, if we could have put together 4 quarters, we'd be in the playoffs right now. That's not what our MO is. We don't play 4 quarters of football. There's an individual breakdown or mistake, a coaching mistake.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'd like to see that trend with, for the folks, the consultants at Sportology, and maybe new GM Matt Ryan waiting in the wings. I'm kidding. But, yes, let's show we can put 4 quarters together if any of these guys want to keep their friggin' jobs. Maybe too little, too late.
Look, I think we are competitive tonight. I think we make this a game. But we haven't won the close games when it matters this season. And if this is another one of those close games – how does it finish? Do we make the plays? And to quote Raheem Morris, we got to find a way. I don't know if that happens tonight against a very talented Rams team, Mike, that may win the Super Bowl. This is a team that has that kind of talent on it and could make that kind of run. I just hope that we show up and don't lay an egg tonight. We're going to be back talking plenty with you tomorrow on the show.
Dave Archer is going to join us tomorrow.
Yeah, and I can't wait. I mean, look, I hope we're talking about a dub, but I'm just being realistic. Like, this team that we're playing tonight – they've got all the makings of a championship team, and they got all the things that you need when you start talking about, hey, how do you make a Super Bowl? We're not in that same predicament, but our guys are motivated, and I do think that Roz, again, is going to have them ready to try to go out and expand on what is already a 2-game win streak. You win tonight, it's 3. You beat the Saints next week, it's a 4-game win streak to end the season. Mike says it doesn't matter. Hey, my question is, does it matter to the owner?
Raheem has never had a 4-game win streak as our head coach, both as an interim or as head coach on the second time around. We won 3 games in a row last year before the wheels fell off with Cousins' injury.
He's not had 4.
Never won 4 in a row as Falcons coach.
Big O back at the studio. Let's get out of here and clear our throat. All right, man. As Mike mentioned, Dave Archer is going to join us tomorrow. Also, our buddy Connor Riley. Guys, we get ready for the college football playoff. Dogs, Ole Miss. That's going to happen on Thursday. We get 3 games Thursday. We get 1 game Wednesday night for the college football playoff. So we're looking forward to all of that. It's going to be a big week. Make sure you join us tomorrow at 2, and we'll do our pre-show as well, starting around 11-ish, 11:10, somewhere in there. Make sure you're checking it out on all the options, whether it's YouTube, Twitch, Insta Live, Twitter Live, all those things. It's there, man. Hey, man, as we get out of here, Falcons and Rams tonight. And I want to remind you, stay tuned. Andy and Joe are coming up with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, and then after those guys get done, it's Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. All right, big shout out to our on-site engineer, Day-Day, being here, executive producer as well. G-Money, thanks for hanging out and setting everything up. And thanks to the folks at The Nest, Mike, by the way. Great stuff.
Yeah, man, great staff, great crew, and the folks are
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.